Good afternoon. I'm Dave Heller, WHYY News. It's 5:04. The rate of suicide for girls aged 15 to 19 doubled from the years 2007 to 2015. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman has more on new data from the Centers for Disease Control.
In 2015, there were 524 deaths marked as suicides among teen girls, the highest number since 1975. Carolina Hausman-Stabile, an assistant professor at Bryn Mawr, says that could be in part due to more deaths being ruled suicides by medical examiners and coroners, whereas in the past, they might label a death as accidental due to stigma and a desire to protect families. Still, she says the numbers are troubling, and it's important to look at social realities.
We cannot explain the increase in deaths by suicide just by saying more people are depressed. And we are going to fix it by putting Prozac in the corner, you know, like a dispenser.
Rates of suicide go up in periods of social turmoil, like the U.S. economic recession, says Hausman-Stabile. She says kids who die by suicide almost always have problems with their families and feel hopeless about their future. Terry Erbacher is a school psychologist in Delaware County. She says it's important to recognize that suicide is driven by multiple factors, and stigma is still a huge issue.
You know, if you're worried about a friend, just ask. Sounds like you've been down and out. Are you having thoughts of suicide? And say that question directly, and that's the biggest thing.
She says there are apps now that teens can use to help their friends, like A Friend Asks and Ask and Prevent Suicide. She says all school staff in Pennsylvania now have to be trained in suicide prevention and warning signs, which helps teachers refer more kids to her. Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.